The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Piscopo in the Morning is 5 minutes after 8 o'clock. Joe, with the, we got the whole group here in the studio. David Burke, super chef, restaurateur. You know him from Iron Chef America, but we love him for coming in here. And always a nice round of applause for Super Chef because he's kind enough. He comes. Not only does he come in to the Piscopo Show, and trust me, there's a lot of news going on, and we're going to cover it all. But don't you want to just step away for a minute? Don't you? I know you do. So we have David come in, and he prepared. David, when do you prepare this stuff? Like early in the morning or the night before?
Usually, well, you know what? I have a couple things that were set aside from the event last night, past hors d'oeuvres, and because it's peach day, I made the pies yesterday. Yeah, like one of my chefs made it. They make it last.
You know, thank you for preparing everything, Shelley Goldberg. Thank you for bringing everything in. I had a dinner. I couldn't. It was like I kept saying, I got to go to David Burke's. I got to go to the Woodpecker. Got to go to the Woodpecker, and then of course, what am I doing? I'm at the dinner.
We're not going anywhere. We'll be there. Long-term lease.
And also, you and I, we got to go. My son is so more excited. We're playing Vegas, right? Uh-huh. So we were out there. You were just out in Vegas?
Yeah.
Where were you looking at properties in Vegas?
Yeah, looking at a hotel deal. Yep.
And that's good. And what are you doing? What are you thinking?
And can I walked by my place in the airport.
Where are you going? What's that? Yeah?
There's a Burke Fast Casual in the airport. Oh,
I love it. Anyway. I love it, man.
But it was very hot, but pleasant. I hadn't been there in a while, so... And I had a couple really good meals off the strip in the where the locals eat, you know, out of the casinos.
So I got to tell you, so my son goes, we're out there playing Vegas, and we're out there doing the whole thing. No, we're having a ball. Where does he go? Dad, when we play in the Drift House.
Oh, really?
He wants to go to. Do you have a band down there? Before we get to the food.
Every Tuesday. Tonight I'll be there eating. Pre-concert meal.
Right. You going with Al?
Tuesday, yeah, we're going to meet.
We're going to meet up at the concert.
Drift House by David Burke in Seabright has music every Tuesday night. We'll probably expand that. Rich Dorsey is the guy I went to high school with. He plays, and tonight's Burger Night. Tuesday night's $25.
So Tuesday night you have a band? Tuesday
night, two guys playing, you know.
Yeah. Is it late? Because that's a show day for us, right, Frankie, huh?
Well, we played till 9, I don't know, 7 to 10 or whatever. I don't know what it is, 6 to 9, whatever it is. And we had Felix and the Cats played our brunch at Tavern, not Tavern, 6 to at Woodpecker Sunday.
So they
we
did?
Five guys, saxophone, all.
You're kidding me.
Felix and the Cats. Right. Felix produces my steaks.
Is that
so
right?
He does the band as you know, that's his other business. But you he's know really what? Good.
Give us a heads up because Michael wants to do this too. He wants to.
Oh,
go,
you gotta he, go. He, so well, you, we, you know, we're gonna keep switching. So now we're doing it 4 days a week. Music is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday brunch at Woodpecker. Tuesdays, and we're probably going to go to Thursday or Friday after the summer down at Drift House.
All right, let us know after the second. Michael want to play that.
We also have guys at the Garden City Hotel. There's music in the King Bar by David Burke in the Garden City Hotel, and there's the Garden City Hotel Thursday this week, and every other Thursday.
You are just on fire, bro.
It has something called Rosé Soirée.
Super Chef David Burke on fire. Yeah. But you know, is it because you came on the Piscopo Show? Isn't it?
Since
it
just inspires you. I couldn't even spell my name before I got it.
David, what's the Rosé Soirée all about?
So, hold on, Arthur. Relax.
He said this is where you can meet beautiful women.
Arthur, could you eat the food a little closer into the microphone?
He said this is where you can meet beautiful women, Piscopo. I'm looking out for you, Joseph. Tell him about the Rosé Soirée.
It's called Future Ex-Wife Night. No.
No, that's
it. See, Joe, I told you. Joe.
It's at the Garden City Hotel. If you haven't been there, it's just... And the story behind how it was built by this guy, Mr. Stewart, is incredible. I read it because I stayed there the other night, and they have the book in the room. Fantastic. There's a patio right across
now, where
from
is this
the train
exactly?
station, where? Garden City, Long Island.
Yeah, all right.
And outdoors on that patio, we have food and a bar. beautifully done. It's like it's like you're at a resort. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
So they have rosé soirée Saturday 6 to 10. Two glasses of rosé for $25. You vote on the better one, and there's gifts and prizes for Instagram stuff. But and we have my menu out there, small plates, or you can go inside and eat the Red Salt Room. It's a great steakhouse.
You are so prepared with all this stuff. You think about this stuff. You get visions.
Yeah.
You give it now. Tell us about the food. What do you got in front of us here? Look at all this. Look, what is this? Look at this. See, this looks something that I could eat.
This is something you can eat. Well, here, it's peach. It's peach day. You know, it's a day for every food.
Is it National Peach Day today? Is
today's also National Creamsicle Day. Yesterday was Left-Handed Day.
All right.
You know,
today's Drink Beer Day.
Calling sick to work day.
So, what piece of meat is this?
This is filet mignon, which you would love.
Yeah.
And I made the fries with it because when I went to buy the peaches yesterday, I bought some plums and I made plum ketchup, the original ketchup made with plums. So this is all plums. You got to taste them.
Wow.
Dip a fry in.
It's bright orangey maroon.
Yeah.
It's Washington Redskin color.
Is that right? Yeah. Oh, this smells good.
But
it's ketchup. And then you got the
fries. You got one over there?
You got the fries and this is French a filet mignon?
Filet mignon, steak frites, yeah.
Which is in the salt.
But there's peaches in the fries. Pickled peaches are tossed with the fries. Peaches are great. Plums are great. Grill your peaches. Put them in your pancakes. Put them on your I made a little berry tart. Put them on your yogurt.
Wait, David, how do you grill a peach?
You cut it in wedges.
Right.
And you throw it on the grill.
You don't have to put anything on it?
You can
oil?
Put a little bit of butter or oil. On it,
how do you
just
keep
like
it from
grill an eggplant or grill a?
How do you keep it from falling through? Do you put a piece of something
you
on?
Cut it big. You cut it as big as possible.
This
or
is good.
You can grill them whole.
Did you taste this, Frank?
And roll them around and then eat
plum ketchup.
The
I love this.
Ketchup
this is good.
Is
if I may, David, how do you pickle a peach?
Pickling is so easy. It's vinegar and sugar. That's it.
And then what do you do?
Apart. You bring it to a boil and pour it over sliced peaches.
So and you just leave it there or you got to let them soak?
What is this thing right over here, if I may, guys?
This is a sweet pea tart with peppers.
This is little tarts with peppers in there.
Yeah.
And this is great. Now, what's in there? Is that avocado in there that I see?
That's peas. Sweet pea custard.
Like that's kind of like, yeah, you may not
taste
it. Unbelievable.
That was what we passed
This looks
around.
Like I could eat this, too.
And it's all veggie. It's got a little gluten in the pastry, but that's
I love it. And then what is this in front of you, man? Look at
this.
This
is a peach pie.
Forget about it.
Now, this is, listen, you know how to make a simple peach pie at home? Remember, like an apple, take a piece of white toast.
Sure.
Toast it with butter and sugar on it, cinnamon, right?
Then
cook some peaches like you would cook a stir-fried veg and pour it right on top. Put some whipped cream on it.
And what is the base? What's the base of that? That's circular.
That's a tart shell.
A little tart shell. And it's got a great cream kind of sauce on it.
Whipped cream, peaches, simple.
Oh, look at you,
I mean,
man.
Normally I'd make, this is how I make a pie while I'm driving. It's a little messy.
You got a kebab thing here, Joe.
Wait.
Yeah, I inhaled it. I was hungry. All right?
You got a kebab here. Talk to us about
it. Your mother said you got to lose a little weight.
Just a little.
So I opened the show. I'm trying to do the show this morning. We're on TV, and we're trying to open a show. Al's like scoffing something. And I said, what are you eating? And he had like an egg sandwich. Apparently that wasn't enough.
No, it wasn't. Because first of all, that filet mignon he put on there.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. Tender, juicy.
Yeah, that was the kebab.
Yeah, the kebab.
What do you got? So, let me see, Arthur. Is that what you were eating there?
I forgot about
what
it.
What is it?
Is that a polenta underneath? What is?
Well, this was once upon a time a nice kebab with cheese.
Being Cthulhu did
a long time ago.
It's pineapple.
Poor Arthur. Sorry. Arthur comes in. The only reason Idella comes into the show is so we can eat David Berg.
By the way, Berg, I learned my lesson. No tie. I don't wear any tie. Okay. Last time he's got electrical equipment. He's splashing watermelons all over me.
I said, I'll put my tie on after the show.
This one is another way to grill peaches. Put them on a stick.
Yeah.
Cut them
so you have a kebab, and what is that? What
filet
is
mignon.
Filet mignon.
It's
with a
vegetables.
Peach.
Yeah.
Joe, eat a piece of it.
It's
lean, Joe.
I could eat the meat. Yeah,
there's no steak. Yeah. There's no fat on that, Joe.
I will tell you what. I could eat at David's restaurants. I eat the meat because I'm very, very careful what I eat. But this is where I like.
Potato underneath.
Does the meat taste different?
It is polenta.
From your restaurants, it tastes different because you have the salt thing that you do?
Yes, the meat. We buy great prime beef. We dry age it in a salt room, which is the patented product.
Explain it to us because if you go to David Berg's restaurant, you will see salt bricks.
Yes.
Salt bricks. And then
we build a room about this size, which is a cooler. We make one wall out of salt. The salt helps aging process. The aging process is very complicated.
Can I go in there for an aging process and it'll fix me up a little bit? I won't need surgery. I can go into one of your salt rooms?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
We actually were going to do something funny at a trade show where you went in an aging bar. We're going to put like a, someone in the box and go out the back curtain and someone younger came out.
Yeah, that's great. That's a good idea, man. That is great.
Anyway, so the beef is extraordinary. There's a whole process, but all my restaurants serve that beef in the dry age form, which is sirloin and porterhouse or ribeye. Filet mignon, we don't age. Filet mignon, we just buy great filet mignon and cook it.
Yeah,
yeah. And again, skirt steak this time of year with peach chimichurri. Put peaches in your guacamole, plums. Yeah, you know,
you working for the peach lobby or something?
No, but you know what?
Arthur, I took...
I'm open for phone calls.
I went to Tavern 62 with Andrew Napolitano, with the judge.
Knows how to eat.
We had to pick where to go. I said, you got to go to David Burke's restaurant. He loved it. We had a great, great time over there.
Joe, if I could ask the chef a question.
Yeah.
The difference between polenta and couscous.
Oh, well, polenta is made from dry corn.
Okay.
Dry corn, and it's actually like grits. But polentas are more refined. Grits are a little coarser. So it's just dry corn.
And what's couscous? That you make.
Couscous is a grain made from semolina flour. There's two types now. There's a really fine one that you pour hot liquid over, cover it, and it steams like a rice, but really fine, beautiful, Moroccan style. And then there's Israeli couscous, which are pearls. Okay. And they cook a little longer. They're almost like tapioca.
Oh,
and they're delicious in their own right.
Because they seem to be popping up a lot of places.
Well, a lot of grains are. You know, you've got quinoa, couscous, tabbouleh, a lot of the Mediterranean grains because they're healthy. And you see them in the
You know what's funny, Arthur? You were in Palermo in Italy. When you eat all the Italian foods, as our relatives have done, it's what they call peasant food.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they come to America and
they charge it four times the price.
This is spectacular. I'm eating like a little tiny tart, a circular tart, little small tart. It's got peas. It's got pureed peas. But the peppers are hot, man. This is hot peppers. This is spectacular.
Look at this.
What do we got here? This is like a block.
It's a block of wood.
Again, this is for a cocktail party. You got to pass things. This is chicken.
Okay, look. See, Daddy Lee the chicken. And what is this over here?
That's an octobob.
Oh, an octobob.
I want to try one of those.
So it's a block of wood with sticks on it, with chicken and with octopus on it.
Yeah.
And this is great with and little tiny cherry
tomatoes
on top. So we pass
around. You know, presentation's big for chefs.
Yeah.
At least with me, it's very important.
Yeah.
Because you can express uniqueness. It's a wow factor. You know, it takes some chicken stick laying
on. Tell me about the woodpecker.
There's salami on there.
Oh, tell me.
No, a chorizo. It's not chorizo because I ran out. It's probably salami.
Tell me about the woodpecker last night.
Woodpecker was great last night.
I have to apologize. I was at dinner. I couldn't get away. I told everybody at the table. The first party
I had, you couldn't walk in. The one you guys
were at. Yeah.
And there was a lot of my clientele that I invited that were a little older and that couldn't sit and they left. So I had another one.
Oh, that's nice.
Was a little smoother.
Give us a rundown of all the restaurants.
Notice why
David.
Frank didn't get the invite. You see, he's for the old people, so we could sit.
I needed that 20 foot at the bar space that.
That Frank takes up.
Did you go that night? You were Anthony Scaramucci dropped by. So the corner, David's right, the corner, the whole bar's taken over by the Murano contingency. Kevin McCullough was there. Yeah. Johnny Tobacco was there. That was great.
And I started cutting meat over there. And then we just handed it over the window.
That was a
great opening party because we needed the energy. And this was just, it's late, getting to be late summer.
We
want to be fresh on people. So we invited some food writers too, you know, just to keep. So when we hit September, Labor Day is early this year, which is good.
We
got the Saratoga Food and Wine Festival the 7th. So going up to Traverse next week.
Man.
Tonight the Counting Crows.
Man. Yeah.
Adam is a good friend of mine, a singer, and I'm excited to see this.
We're going
to
have fun.
Is this a peanut oil?
As long as the rain holds.
Somewhat, yes.
It's like a peanut oil?
Chili, yeah.
This is what, really? I'll tell you, for me, Arthur knows. Arthur says I Purell my chicken before I have it, you know?
You know, I'm on a diet. You look good.
Gattulo's on a diet.
Let my mother give you a call.
I went to the diet. I gained 2 pounds in 2 years. Although I lost like 25, I put some of my doctor's like, yogurt 3 times a day with whey powder and vegetables for 2 weeks.
What?
And I tell you, I'm a miserable guy.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It's just bad habits. Because I'm around food. I'm doing this.
David, I just want to compliment you. The octopus on the stick with the salami. Right. Now, I just finished. In Sicily, I literally eat octopus almost every day. The salami takes it in a whole different direction. Yeah. It's a positive direction.
Arthur, have one of these.
Normally chorizo because we go Spanish. with it.
Well,
but, yeah,
I mean, look.
But I ran out of two reasons. Listen, meat is
Palermo.
Meat, but also octopus is such kind of...
Look at me, eating.
Middle of the road.
At, you can see on TV.
I'm that, amazed.
I never eat.
Yeah,
the
I
chicken
have
is
a
great.
Piece of the steak, though.
This is
Marano,
spectacular.
You haven't really...
This is spectacular, whatever it is.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
This is very delicate. This is a piece of artwork.
Yep.
Like this.
And it's vegetables.
David, we appreciate it very
much.
Give us a breakdown of the restaurants before we break, if you would. The Tavern 62.
Tavern 62 and Woodpecker, both in Manhattan. You go to Garden City out in Long Island. A must stop by. It's really beautiful.
Yeah.
And weddings and parties and all that in the outdoor patio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Saratoga, we got a couple weeks left in racetrack season.
Yeah.
The Delphi Hotel in Salt and Char.
Wow.
Jersey Shore, we got a few more weeks.
Drift
and
House.
That is at Drift House by David Burke. And,
and you'll keep me posted on
and
when
DC,
we can bring
it. We're down in DC.
Yeah, the BLT Prime. BLT is Prime.
The soiree is this Thursday. Rosé soiree, Garden City Hotel. Get a room because you're going to meet someone beautiful.
All right. Hey, yeah, David, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thank you. David Burke right here live and with Piscopo in the morning, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock.
I'll see you
tonight. Debbie, you have got to get in one of these days with David here. We got more great things, more cuisine like you can't believe.
Oh,
so
looks so great.
We'll save some for you, huh?
Oh, please do. Please do.
All
Everything
right.
Looks
Debbie's on the roads for you, checking out traffic at 20 after 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, let's take a ride to the outbound GWB lower level. That car fire finally cleared. Inbound, moving along okay. Lincoln 20 in, Holland about 20. Traffic moving slowly on 17 south at Essex Street in Lodi with a collision. 3 west at Grove Street in Clifton. An accident over there. 22 eastbound getting through Union. Stop and go with a crash over there. It's still horrible on the Deegan in both directions by the Cross Bronx. And the Cross Bronx West still bumper to bumper as you get out through the Bruckner and out toward 3rd Avenue. Getting out toward the George Washington Bridge because of the earlier problems there. And if you're taking a ride over to the BQE westbound at the Williamsburg Bridge, a collision there. Brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk and drug driving, their grief is unique, but you are not alone. MAD is here to help. Call their 24-hour victim helpline, 877-MAD-HELP, or visit MAD.org. That's MADD.ORG. Looks like we'll see some thunderstorms later, high of 82. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder explains that this is not Obama's economy.
Had Obama won a third term, would Obama have instituted the tax cuts that Trump did? Not very likely. U.S. employment, as you know, is down to 3.9%.
More people employed in the country than any time in history.
But here's the big interesting thing. Nearly 25% since the year 2000 of all job increases have occurred during the Trump years.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train, stand at Patton's gravesite, visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne. Cross Pegasus Bridge. See where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Pointe du Hoc. See the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288.
How can I enjoy my summer vacation with this ringing in my ears?
It's called tinnitus. If you've got it too, call the Hearing and Tinnitus Center on Long Island. Dr. Melanie Hertzfeld and her associates specialize in treating tinnitus. Other area specialists refer their tinnitus patients to the Hearing and Tinnitus Center. Find out why.
This is Dr. Melanie Hertzfeld. Our office has a variety of proven tinnitus therapies. If your ears are ringing, give us a call.
Call the Hearing and Tinnitus Center today. 516-364-0011. 516-364-0011.
Hey, hi, Al. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, it's so fun, and we thank you, Matt Sambolin. Thank you very much. So much is going on news-wise. I love that we take a break and we go to David Burke and the cuisine. This is, and I actually ate some of this today, which I absolutely love.
Did you eat
love.
The filet? Did you have
I
did.
No,
filet?
I didn't have a piece of filet. Can we have it? It got
we'll
scoffed
get,
already.
We'll get, no, no,
it
no,
got
we'll
scoffed
get
already. Did Arthur eat that already?
He was eating a couple. I had a piece. It's fantastic.
It's gone. 8:25 with Joe on the radio. Kevin McCullough is going to join us in a little while. Can I tell you about Blue Rock Energy? Oh, look at that camera. Look at that shot. That's my tie. That's my Bugatti tie. You see, and my Bugatti tie matches my Bugatti. See?
I'm like, very nice.
You like those?
Very
those
nice.
Things? Jeannie Zeno! Before I have to stand. Excuse me.
Well,
hi, Jeannie. Great
yes.
to see you.
Hi, okay. How are you? Welcome back.
Doctor, good to see you here. Thank you so much. Thanks for being here. I'm just talking about Blue Rock Energy. Madness in the Piscopo studio. It's great to be back home. Listen, if you rent a home, you rent an apartment, you own a business, you could be saving money on your energy bill with Blue Rock Energy. We've all signed up with Blue Rock Energy here at the radio station and at my house as well. Take control of your money. Make the free and easy switch to Blue Rock Energy. You know, summer's here. With warmer weather comes those higher gas and electric rates. And now you could lock in low energy rates while you still can. Seasons change, but your energy rates don't have to. That's probably the most vital thing I'm telling you about when I tell you about Blue Rock Energy. Seasons change, but your energy rates don't have to. You could lock in fixed energy rates with Blue Rock Energy. You can call today, 877-280-4909, 877-280-4909, or go to BlueRockEnergy.com. You could sign up right there. A few easy steps and clicks, you'll be on your way to a better and more affordable energy solution, green energy, any kind of energy that you want. You got to go to Blue Rock like we've all done. The Buffalo Bills, the Brooklyn Nets, AM 970 The Answer, the Piscopo household out in the boondocks in Jersey, Blue Rock Energy, 877-280-4909, or go to BlueRockEnergy.com.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970 The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Like my Bugatti socks. I am so conservative, really, that I will have, if I wear a dark suit or something, I wear the socks to match. Or if it's a bluer suit, I wear blue. Now, if they wear these wacky socks. My mother bought me the socks. My mother buys me the crazy color socks. She goes, oh, Pete, this is what everybody's wearing now. Is that the best, Jeannie?
It's so good.
Do you want headphones? Do you want headphones? We are on the air.
Oh, I thought we were just chatting. Good morning,
Jeannie,
Joe Piscopo.
Jeannie, great to see you, Dr. Zeno. How are you?
I'm having a tough day.
What happened? Uh-oh.
Well, for Italian women, days that are humid like this, so you don't understand because you're an Italian man, the hair is not good.
The hair goes,
makes it challenging off the start. Then I turn on my favorite radio show, I hear Joe Piscopo talking to Arthur Idala, and I'm like, oh, this is so nice. And then, Arthur, D.C. was great with you all over again.
What's that? Is that right? Just hit me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, so I could see now, and we're friends, so I can say this. And I have to be so careful when you talk. And I'm going to say this respectfully and appropriately. You look like you've been working out. Now, did I just cross the Me Too movement? Did I just offend?
No.
Did I offend you?
Offend away.
No.
I have.
Tell us what you're doing, because I'm like,
okay.
And then we'll talk to politics.
Okay. So what I used to do was run like 5 or 6 miles a day.
No, wait a minute.
Yes, and that's not good.
You would run
every day, or 5-6 days a week.
Wow.
Then I realized as I got older, I need to weightlift. So I've started with my trainer that I told you about.
Yeah, Raul.
And I've been... Fremont.
Fremont.
That's his name.
Handsome dude. Handsome yes. Fremont. Hello, my name is Fremont. Nice to see you.
And I'm weightlifting, and I was never good like at squats. Those were the death of me. I'm getting better at those.
You're putting a bar behind your neck? No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're putting a bar behind your neck.
I am putting
God
a bar.
God bless you,
now,
girl.
I thought you see these. This is what I didn't realize. I thought you could add the weights together. So I would say things like, "I'm lifting, you know, 35 and 35, 70 yeah. plus the thing of the bar."
Yeah.
And then people are like, "That's a lot," because I learned in weightlifting that means 70 on each side. See, I didn't know that you weren't supposed to add.
Yeah. Well, the bar alone is heavy. The bar alone is 45 pounds or so.
So I am getting stronger.
God bless you, girl. No, look at the guns. Look at the guns. Oh.
They go soft.
Jeannie, give it, man. God bless you. Summertime and every, it's good in the summertime.
It's great.
Did you stop running now? If I can ask,
I am still doing some aerobics, but not nearly as much because what happens is your body gets used to it, and it was just like a thing to do. It became like just something I did every day. Mm. It wasn't challenging, and I realized the older you get, the more you need to do calisthenics and lift, and combine do some aerobics too. And I told you the eating, that's a big thing.
I know.
And no drinking, Joe.
I know.
No eating sugar. That's it. There's a whole thing.
Are you not doing sugar?
I'm not doing sugar.
See, Jerry Seinfeld told me the same thing. Yeah. Jerry looked the best I've seen him when I saw him.
He does look good.
Yeah, he said no sugar. He goes, no sugar.
And really low on like carbohydrates.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. But I've been good on the road. I'm good on the road. At home, I'm the worst.
Oh, that's different because it's usually opposite.
No, the road, I could see. I almost saw my abs on the road, you know. It's like, wow, man, you
that's
know?
My dream. Yeah.
The best.
My own abs, not yours. I didn't mean inappropriate. My own abs. You know what I'm obsessed with, and I was going to ask the chef. I'm obsessed with
avocados. What are you obsessed with, Jeannie?
Avocados. I eat
By the way, now someone will tell you, they're so high in fat. Best fat you can have.
I learned they're a fruit. I always thought they were a vegetable.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question.
And we should ask the chef.
Yeah, he will know. But avocado's great.
I love it.
I'm obsessed with it. It is because it's a good carbohydrate as well, you know.
Very high in carbs. But this is not my downfall, though, because I want to have them 12 times a day.
But, you know, it's a good fat to have. It's like when you eat nuts, they go, you look at the gram of fats and nuts. But they're good for you. And they say, it's high in fat. No, that's okay. People don't understand that. Yeah. I don't look, Jeannie, we're getting into politics, forgive me, 831 with Dr. Zeno. It's like, I don't look at the calories. They always say, how many calories?
In New York, since Bloomberg, they put them on the menus
everything. Which we appreciate, but grams of fat, that's
what
you got to look at.
And
some of the fat is indeed good.
Yeah.
Jeannie,
Okay,
Donald Trump, before Trump, $700 billion for, you know, defense for the military, which I love that. He's in his wheelhouse. Did you see him yesterday? He was great in front of the military.
I didn't realize it was one of his first visits since being president to upstate New York. I hadn't realized because, of course, you know, he's busy doing other things.
And for us
in New York, it's really important because, of course, the economy there has suffered for so long.
It's a huge
challenge up there. So for him to go up there, now we've got this Collins race.
Yeah.
Collins race.
But what do you think? I mean, how is that going to turn out? Can they retain the Republican seat up there once Collins doesn't run?
I think they probably will because, look, he wins by what? 25% or something, over 25% last time. It's a conservative district. You know, they need a big money candidate, somebody who can probably self-fund at this point. And I think they've got Palladino now. And I don't know, Frank, do you think Palladino's going to make a go of it?
Well, he wants to run. Are they going to be legally able to get Collins off the ballot?
Yeah, and to get him on. And then, of course, there's some tension between Ed Cox, who I love, and Carl Palladino.
Oh, is there?
That's what we understand.
I love the inside. See the inside line?
But I think Palladino, if the ballot issue is... And in my mind, they should be able to, because you can't strip voters of the right to have a choice. If I'm on the ballot and I say, like Collins has, I'm going to pull myself off, can they leave voters without a choice?
Walk me through this, though. With Collins, if he's on there, he's going to stay on there. He can't... Like, if he goes, I'm not running, don't they take them off? Or he just stays on?
I think he stays on.
Well, so at this point in the election calendar, and Board of Elections is the bane of my existence, right? And if you think they're... But at this point in the election calendar, the only three ways to get off the ballot are to die, move out of the state, or to run for another office. Those are the only three legal ways to get off the ballot.
They can't add inside trading on that one?
So he's not a lawyer, so he can't run for state Supreme Court, so they have to try and find him a nomination for town justice somewhere. So we'll see if they're able to do that.
And this is what drives me crazy, is if I am on the ballot and I say, I have personal reasons I don't want to run. I don't want to move. Yeah. I don't want to run for something else. I would just prefer not to run.
Yeah.
They're going to keep me on the ballot.
Yeah, the ballots aren't printed. Yeah, there's no reason you shouldn't
no
be able
reason legally that they shouldn't remove him and put somebody on there who voters can choose. Because all you're doing is disenfranchising voters. You're not giving them
Jeannie,
a choice.
I wish he stayed because, you know, I don't – as soon as I hear somebody accused of something anymore with all the DOJ problems and what happened with Strzok and what's going on in Washington – I don't trust any U.S. attorney or anybody going after anybody. As soon as I hear, I think it's like a witch hunter to take down. I mean, everybody is suspicious of it. But for him to step away, to me, is an admission of guilt a bit. Don't you feel like that?
I feel that he probably has decided that this is going to take so much of his time, commitment, energy, money to fight these charges. Because once you're under the light of the feds, it's very tough. So I think, and we don't know because he wasn't saying why. I think he probably feels now that his son is involved, his family is involved, he should focus on that. And I have to say, I do agree. Unfortunately, it looks like you're guilty, and that's really unfortunate. But I have to say, I think it is a sound decision. If you are a public official and you can't focus on your job, why sit there? And we've seen this so many times. And you're eating away at the public dime and not doing the job you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
He's got to defend himself and his family. So I think it's a wise decision, but I agree with you on how it looks. Yeah. And I think that's unfortunate because there was a time when you were innocent until proven guilty. And now with the way the media operates and the way the justice system is running, it really does feel like once accused, you've not got to crawl yourself out of a hole.
Yeah,
and it's
so
unfortunate.
True. Dr. Jeannie Zeno, professor of political science at Iona College, senior advisor at the consulting firm Applied Techonomics.
Very well said. And can I say what I'm super excited about politically?
Sure. Yeah, please.
The upcoming debate between Mario, listen to me, Andrew Cuomo and Cynthia Nixon.
The governor agreed to debate Cynthia Nixon on television.
This is huge, right? On WCBS, I understand, August 29th.
Whoa, you're all excited.
I am so excited. As Cynthia Nixon said, nobody will be watching at the end of August when everybody's out having fun. I think that's why they chose it. But
well, maybe.
But I'm going to be watching. Yeah. You'll watch. Yeah. I think it's going to be fascinating. Yeah. And you heard Trump out daring Cuomo to run.
So,
if anybody thought Cuomo wasn't, you know, a real contender for this thing in 2020, we have another potential New Yorker on the ballot,
I hope Andrew is you know, steadfast and doesn't just pander to the way left in this debate. Do you think he'll go there just to appease the Cynthia Nixon followers?
I will tell you what I think he's going to do.
Please.
I think he is going to spend all of his time hitting on Trump. And I don't mean hitting on him, trying to date him. I mean going against him, bashing him.
Yeah.
Because I think if I was his strategist, that's what I would say. Because the progressive left doesn't see him as, you know, genuine and one of theirs.
Yeah.
And if he does it, he's going to, to your point, look like he's pandering.
Yeah.
He's too moderate for Democrats that are going to vote in this primary because we have this primary come up since September.
Yeah.
So I think what he will do is spend his time trying to appeal to progressives and Democrats by bashing the administration and bashing Republicans.
Yeah.
That's my guess. And I think she's going to focus hard on corruption, which is rampant in Albany. And I think she is going to focus hard on the fact that he is not genuine, he is not a progressive, he's, you know, a Republican in Democratic clothing kind of thing. I think she has a real uphill battle. But she's an actress, and she knows how to perform, but he's a tough debater.
Yeah, and he's a political animal,
and
I mean that in a good way.
Yeah, and his whole life, I mean, he has been in this, as you know, his whole life, and he's Italian. And he doesn't have my hair problems today.
You look great, Dr. Jeannie Zeno.
You have no idea. For Italian women, the humidity is not good. Can somebody verify this for me?
You look spectacular.
Thank
you very much. And God bless you with the training. Keep me posted on that. Because you did get, remember we talked about working out.
Yes.
One of these days we got to work out together. I'd love to do that. But you're staying with the lightweight. Lightweights, high reps? Is that what it is?
Well, I try to go. You know what I cannot do at all is I cannot bench press. I mean.
But, you know, do you need to? I mean, really.
He says I do.
Raul, what's his name? Fremont?
Fremont.
Fremont.
I don't even know if it's his real name. It's a fake. I don't know. I never looked into it.
Comes up with a fake name called Fremont.
right?
A lot of names. There's a lot of names.
Dr. Jeannie Zaito, she's a professor of political science at Iona College, one of the brightest people we know, and a senior advisor at the consulting firm Applied Techonomics. Jeannie, you are the best. We love you dearly.
I'm so glad to see you and so glad you're back in New York.
Yes, we're back. Oh, had a wild trip. I'll tell you about it. Jeannie, thank you. Come back anytime, please. And it's so always great to see you. Al's standing by with the headline news. Kevin McCullough is joining us. Big Al's got the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
73 degrees at 840. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are searching for two people who roughed up an on-duty MTA train conductor over the weekend. Officials say two strap hangers were apparently angry that the train was an express and attacked the conductor around 3 a.m. Saturday through the train window. The brutal attack at the Grant Avenue A subway station was captured on video, in which a man repeatedly punches the conductor while a woman eggs him on and joins in. The conductor suffered bruising and lacerations to his face. Police are looking for the attacker, a dark-skinned man who was wearing a red shirt and gray pants. The woman is said to be a dark-skinned female with glasses, last seen wearing a gray dress. Anyone with information is urged to call the NYPD's Crime Stoppers hotline at 800-577-TIPS. Governor Cuomo is going to debate his Democratic challenger, Cynthia Nixon, on Long Island, as Jeannie Zaino and Joe Piscopo were just talking about. The two will take place in a televised debate on Channel 2 at 7 p.m. It'll be held at Hofstra University in Hempstead on August 29th, again to be seen on Channel 2 at 7 p.m. Nixon tweeted yesterday that the debate will finally allow her to share her progressive vision for the state. In sports, Jacob DeGrom got his record to 500 as the Mets handled the Yankees 8-5 in the Bronx in a makeup game. DeGrom, pitching into the seventh inning, struck out 12, moving to 7-7 on the season. Mets hit 5 home runs, including 2 off Luis Severino, who took the loss. Now, Severino was allowed 11 home runs in his last 7 starts and saw his ERA rise to 3.27. And sports is sponsored by Rawlings, the finest in the field. Visit Rawlings.com for more information. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Let's go to 287 eastbound, getting out toward exit 5 in White Plains. That's an accident. 84 west at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge construction. Let's go over to the inbound GWB. A minor delay. Lincoln Tunnel 20. Holland Tunnel still about 25 minutes heading into town. It's still busy on the Cross Bronx westbound, getting out toward the GWB with earlier problems on the lower level outbound cleared. It's also causing delays on the Deegan in both directions, right into the Cross Bronx. Let's go over to the westbound BQE ramp to the Williamsburg Bridge. That's an accident. And the Grand Central Parkway eastbound at Utopia Parkway, an ongoing accident investigation there. That one involves a motorcycle. We'll keep an eye on that for you as well. Checking in on the weather, looks like it's partly cloudy. Do watch for a chance of thunderstorms later, a high going up to 82 degrees. Alternate side in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion. There is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Your table, ladies.
Thank you so much.
So, Vicky, how have you been?
Great. It's been so long. Last time we saw each other was what? Your daughter's wedding on that yacht? What was it? The Atlantis?
Yes, the Atlantis. It was perfect for the wedding with its 3 decks, bridal suite, immaculate restrooms, dance floor, and state-of-the-art sound system.
The food and service was great, and I hear they bake those delicious rolls right on board.
They do.
You know, I've been trying to decide what to do for my daughter's sweet 16 and some corporate events.
You should absolutely book The Atlantis. They do more than just weddings. Sunset cocktail parties, bar and bat mitzvahs, luncheons, and guests are able to board from several locations. Francesca was so easy to work with. Call her at 212-385-9400 or email her at events@franstouchofclass.com.
Charter The Atlantis for your event today. Call Francesca at 212-385-9400 or visit franstouchofclass.com. For a limited time, mention AM970 for a free menu upgrade on The Atlantis.
I love telling you about Rawlings. I have to tell you about Rawlings. Why? Because I'm a baseball guy. 844 with Piscopo in the morning. Kevin McCullough standing by. But for 60 years, Rawlings Heart of the High Gloves have been a staple in the game of baseball. And all the top players, they use the Rawlings Gold Glove. Gold Glove Award winners like Nolan Arenado and Manny Machado and Yadi Molina and me hosting the Gold Glove Awards in November at the Plaza Hotel. So proud to do that every year. Now, traditional Heart of the High Gloves can oftentimes be harder than a young athlete to break in. You know, now Rawlings has this. I'm so excited to tell you about this because I'm a baseball guy and understand this. And I've mentioned it to Rawlings, and I want to take credit here on the air. But the new Heart of the Hide R2G series is a ready-to-go glove. It's a ready-to-go glove with a 25% more factory break-in. It's a game-ready right off the shelf. If you're, I tell you, if you're a grandparent, a parent, and you've got your loved one, your little kid there, he or she playing softball or baseball, you want to get this Heart of the Hide R2G series glove. Ready to go, 25% more factory break-in, and you know what I'm talking about. This is the glove the pros wish they had when they were younger, right? Please check out Rawlings.com for the new Heart of the Hide R2G series of gloves, in addition to their entire glove line, bats, helmets, apparel, and more. And look, as I lean over here, this, while we're on camera, is spectacular. Look at this Rawlings bag. It is my lifeline. You've got to check out all the leather goods at Rawlings, okay? Check out Rawlings, please. You're going to love it. And you'll say, Joey, thank you for telling me about it. Again, the bats, the helmets, the apparel, and more, and that wonderful leather line. Rawlings, the mark of a pro.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Kevin McCullough is the host of the Kevin McCullough Radio Show every night at 5 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer, and a columnist for Town Hall, and he sits in with John Catsimatidis, the great John Catsimatidis, on Wednesdays at 5 o'clock, and a Fox News regular. You were great yesterday.
Thank you, Mr. Piscopo.
You were on for like 12 hours. No, they keep going, they kept going back to you. That was great on Fox News.
No, that's a very fun hit to do at the end of the Harris show, because sometimes when the news day is slower, they'll keep the power panel for two segments.
Yeah.
So yesterday was a double hit day.
Yeah.
And you get more airtime than Brett Baer did at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's fun.
You're very measured on
air.
Thank
you, Melissa. Thank you, Harris.
Yeah, and you don't fight the person that's... You're very, very civil with the person next to you.
I'm giving them noogies under the table.
Yeah,
but you know, you can't see that.
During commercial breaks, you're smacking them with the back of your hand. Harris is great, by the way. Yeah. I'm a huge Harris.
She's the best thing they have going in the entire Newsday lineup.
Yeah.
She can turn on a dime. She'll sense someone's inconsistency in an answer, and she'll nail them for it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Kevin Omarosa, I'm embarrassed to even ask you about it, because it seems like gossip. And I want it to go away, and I think it will go away very shortly.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah, but I mean, to record, is it a federal crime to go inside the Situation Room and to record a conversation with the Chief of Staff in the White House?
That decision is still out to the jury so far, because I've heard competing theories on this. There's no federal law, I guess, that says you can't have banned devices in the rooms where they banned them. But if you make the argument that violating national security protocol in some way jeopardizes national security, then I would think that that's a criminal basis of some sort. Now, you had Arthur here. He's the much more expert on this. But
Arthur's concerned about eating the food that David Berg brings.
But I just think, and who hires this woman after this? Like, where is she going to ever get a job again?
But she gets a book deal. And then
that's not going to sell.
And the networks are putting her on, man. They're salivating to put her on.
They are. But I think that fuse peters out in about another 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, don't you think so?
Yeah.
And then
how does she keep it going?
I know. You're so right on it. And that. Now, what do we do? Talking about interesting personalities, Alex Jones, you know, from InfoWars. I mean, but how do we deal? Because, you know, he's got so many followers, and some of the things he says are
crazy.
You know,
he says crazy stuff.
But he has a right to say them.
He does. And that's the problem. When you have and I'm not saying that he should say, like, I'm going to go blow up the White House and stuff like that. That's crazy beyond the pale.
But they do. Listen, the left says it. Didn't Madonna say something like that?
Antifa this last weekend beat up journalists and police in both cities. There were like 20 white supremacists that showed up, and there were thousands of Antifa protesters, and they beat up everybody else.
That's right.
But you didn't see a large number of mass arrests. Here's the problem with the Alex Jones situation. I don't like his speech. I don't listen to him. There's not much about him that I embrace. I think he's got maybe mental problems. I can't tell because he's so like back and forth on things. But at the end of the day, he has a right to build his platform, to say what he needs to say. And as long as he's not inciting civil war, treason, that kind of stuff, I think he should be given the right to have his platform. And we should let the free market decide if they want his content, let him be successful, and if they don't, don't. If he violates federal laws, that's a different thing. But if they can do it to Alex Jones, they can do it to Joe Piscopo, they can do it to Kevin McCullough, they can do it to Salem Communications, they can just pick who do we not like today because they're just saying things that are kind of out of what we consider to be, quote, mainstream.
I see wacky things happening to me on Twitter. You know, I don't even have that many followers. I got, the shadow banning, I mean, but they could do it. And to what we just talked about, other people from the left can talk about attacking the president, doing bodily harm to the president of the United States. They go after Alex Jones.
And they've done as much. Here's the problem. You complimented me on my demeanor on Fox. Why can't we get back to that?
No.
Why can't we have really strong opinions that disagree on things, but be civil in the discourse as it's carried out? I mean, that's what we try to do in the afternoons. That's what you try to do here. Yep. Why can't we model that more across all of society?
Take the high road, man. Take the high road. I want to go to Normandy with you. I don't know. I just got back, so I'm kind of.
I think there's room on the bus.
Oh, man. I'd love to go. How you doing? When are you going now?
October 6th to the 16th.
Ooh,
yeah, man. It should be perfect weather.
Oh, that's a perfect time to go.
Paris, Normandy, and Champagne.
Yeah.
So come on and go. And anybody that's listening, if you want to pay tribute to the and we talk about heroes and warriors, and we talk about the 9/11 generation, we forget that those boys that came out of those boats on Omaha and Utah beaches were literally just being gunned down as the boats opened, and we had to overwhelm that beach with such superior numbers to get up those cliffs and to take those guns out. Yeah. We lost so many.
Yeah.
And yet every one of them did it for the welfare of what we have now. We enjoy our freedom now. We're not speaking German and Japanese now because those boys were there. And so to go there and to pay homage to them, stand at Patton's grave, see where Eisenhower took the Nazi surrender.
Patton's grave is over there.
Yeah.
How did I not know that?
It's in the,
because he died over there, of course. Yeah.
And he had his. I think they had the choice of where they wanted to bury him, and they buried him with his men.
Wow.
There in the Normandy cemetery.
And how can we find out more information about it?
You can call 888-733-9494 if somebody wants to pay Joe's way. You know, just voluntarily say, hey, I'm footing Joe's bill.
I'm looking for a comp, man.
Well,
come on.
I wish that we could get more comps. 888-733-9494, or they can go to conservativetours.com or just am970theanswer.com.
All right, Kevin. We'll be listening at 5 o'clock today. Thank you,
Joe,
Mr. McCullough.
Good. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Having
Thank
me.
You, brother. You as well. Thank you. Kevin McCullough right there, 5 o'clock today on am970 The Answer. 852 Debbie Duhaime looking out for you on the roads on AM970TheAnswer.com.
Joe, let's take a spin over to the inbound GWB. You're moving fine. Lincoln Tunnel 20, Holland about 25 minutes getting into town. It's still busy on the Garden State Parkway North at 144 with a crash. It's very busy on 280 West out through Newark with an accident involving a motorcycle just cleared away. We're still seeing flooding problems as you head over to Brick and to Wall, over in Brick, parts of Burrsville Road and Lanes, Mill Road closed. Allenwood Road is blocked off over in Wall, all due to the flooding from yesterday. Parts of Little Falls still recovering as well. 22 eastbound Springfield Road into Union. That's an accident in the right lane. It's still really busy on the Deegan in both directions, getting into the Cross Bronx because of earlier problems at the GWB. The eastbound Bruckner at the Bronx River Parkway, an accident. Westbound Bruckner at the Hunts Point Bridge, another accident. It's an accident investigation on the Grand Central Parkway East at Utopia Parkway, and traffic slowing down LIE West right through Woodhaven Boulevard. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill. After she confirms, you can then say, Alexa, play the Answer New York.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Get ready for back to school at Modell's. Unbelievable savings on select Adidas team fleece for men and women, only $29.99. A savings of up to $35. Men's casual shorts for only $15. And boys' Adidas graphic tees are two for $20. Save up to $15 on select footwear from Nike, Asics, and New Balance. And $10 off select football cleats from Nike and Under Armour. You have to see our selection of backpacks to believe it. Save $10 on select Nike and Adidas styles. Visit our stores or Modell's.com for more savings. When you gotta save for back to school, you gotta go to Modell's.
Join me, John Friedman, for Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10, right here on AM 970, The Answer, WNYM. We'll see you then.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Oh, I love this. I forgot about Bits and Pieces, Al. Oh, I'm reliving my 7th grade and my 8th grade, Joey's Joe Lundberg.
Joey's too busy with the Star Trek convention, so, you know,
yeah.
Very enamored with the Star Trek.
Hey, Joey Lundberg, we got a wet day today, my friend, huh?
It's going to get there. It's not bad right now, at least not in the immediate area, although you go out to our west and northwest, oh, my goodness, is it bad this morning.
Yeah.
Northeast PA, like, north of Scranton, north and east of Williamsport, and up toward the Finger Lakes area, flooding, just bad flooding this morning. But because we've got some sunshine now, it's going to heat things up. It's going to get unstable. There's going to be these slow-moving showers and heavy thunderstorms around midday and afternoon. So there could be some flash flooding in parts of the area.
All right, Joe. So you say it'll go to about 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I think we're good for the next 2-3 hours.
Look at that picture. I'm looking at this online. That storm's coming in. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, we're going to get stuffed this afternoon, trust me.
Okay. But you're telling me 90 degrees tomorrow?
90 tomorrow and 91 or 92 maybe on Thursday? Yeah, that's good stuff.
Weekend and anything for the weekend?
The weekend's okay. I mean, I can't rule out a shower thunderstorm, but I'm optimistic it's going to be okay.
80s. Joe, I love your energy in the morning. Look at him. He did 70 miles. I would be like, hello, I'm doing the weather now. You're like so, it energizes you.
It's the beauty of radio. You can fake it.
I know. Joe, you're the best. Joe Lundberg, thank you. Our marathon man meteorologist, thank you, Joe. We'll talk to you at 8:57 with Piscopo in the morning. And yeah, just be careful out there because of the flooding. And if you're in my neck of the woods of Essex County, where I used to live, where I was brought up, you know, give me a call. Make sure you're okay, because I hear it's still bad over there, for crying out loud. Hey, Johnny Tobacco is going to join us, CEO of the Token Team. You don't want to miss John, because anything can happen with Mr. Tobacco in the studio. Is John Bramnick going to call in?
Absolutely.
9 o'clock? Let's talk to John Bramnick. Is the leader on the Republican side in the Assembly in the great state of New Jersey, but he's playing Catch a Rising Star. He goes out, and he's very funny on stage. You don't want to miss Mr. Bramnick with Mr. Piscopo on the radio. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. I do see your phone calls, 877-970-2990. Let me see how the lighting... Oh, Lord. I look like I've been on the road. I'm looking at myself. You go to am970theanswer.com, and you can check out Facebook and YouTube, and we're streaming live. We're like on TV now. But the lights are like, am I holding okay, Frankie? Just surgery?
Great. Don't be silly.
I need a plastic surgeon desperately. Mr. Piscopo, would you like makeup? No surgery. Thank you very much. Come on. Hey, Joe with Frankie Five Boroughs. Big Al looking svelte and handsome as ever on the radio. You look good. You look good, man.
I look fat.
But you scoffed two meals today.
Yeah, it's okay.
So I won't eat again until later.
Until you had to tailgate for your party? Yeah,
maybe a salad.
All right. Radio Piscopo coming right back at you. Don't go away.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.